This is Q&A. Send us your question on
084-786-3132. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah and His blessings. On the 16th day of Rajab 1442, corresponding to Sunday, the 28th of February 2021. The Islamic Economic Indicators, the Zakat Nisab, is 8,528 rands. The Mahar of Fatimi is 21,320 rands, and the minimum mahar is 426 rands. A very warm welcome to you, the esteemed listeners listening to us locally, nationally, as well as globally. And indeed, we are indebted to Mufti Sahib, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafizahullah, as well as to the directors of the various radio stations, as well as the sound engineers. And we say Alhamdulillah wa Shukrulillah. We thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for affording us this opportunity this afternoon to be with you. Right now, we welcome Mufti Sahib onto the program. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Hafiz Wadi, Jazakallahu khairan.
Ameen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, our very first question for today, and also a very common question: is there a dua that one can read for insomnia? Many people have this issue where they just cannot sleep all night, but as soon as it's close to the time for Fajr, Mufti Sahib, somehow the other that sleep comes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In 90%, 80% of the cases, if people practice on Siratun Nabawiya, the way Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to lead our life, then we will have no problem. Number one, after Isha, a person should sleep early. Now what we do, people will then get busy with the TV, people will get busy with haram things, they are cell phones, and then they'll go on sports, entertainment, and then go and sleep 10, 11, 12 o'clock without any valid reasons. And then we expect to be sleeping or waking up for the time. It's not going to happen. Second one is this, why not we inculcate the sunnah of Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in the afternoon after Zuhur, or just, you know, immediately after Zuhur or any time in the afternoon, even 5, 10, 15 minutes, what we call in English 40 winks, you know, qailula. The hadith is in Sahih Muslim, qilu fa inna shayateena la taqil. Practice on qailula, because the shaitans, they don't sleep. And if you study all the ahadith on this, you will find the benefit of qailula. Insha'Allah, you will sleep at night and you will wake up for tahajjud and fajr. So all these are benefits that we will find. So when a person leads that type of lifestyle, everything of ours rotates and is focusing on salat and around salat, then we will have a timetable. But we lead a hectic life, we lead an erratic life, and we don't have a real timetable. So therefore now, sometimes the worry, the depression, oppression, suppression, call it whatever you want to, that worry keeps us awake and so forth. So number one, how many of us perform wudu and go and sleep? So revive that sunnah. Second one is read the four quls, Qul ya al-kafirun, Qul wallahu ahad, Qul al-bifalak, Qul al-bin-nas, and read Surah Fatiha. Allah give tawfiq. You read Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Surah Yasin. So many things we can do, Durud Sharif. The more we start reading, then remember, sleep will come easily. Because remember, the shaitan does not want us to be reading. And always try and ensure that we sleep on our right hand side initially. So in that way there, you will see the insomnia will disappear and you will sleep very, very well, inshallah. So try and do all these actions. The four quls, Ayatul Kursi, Surah Fatiha, Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and every sunnah we practice on of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah promises us in the Noble Quran, chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse 31, Fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. We are human beings, we have shortcomings, we have weaknesses, limitations, we will commit vices and sins, but the more we practice on the sunnah and teaching of the master alayhi salatu salam, your sins also get forgiven and you become the mahbub and the beloved of Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq.
Many children witness their parents arguing, they witness the vulgarity and fights. What should the children do in this instance?
Remember that what you should do, that first we have to look at your age. If you are very, very young, now you are 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, so obviously the parents should have common sense, which is not so common nowadays, and they should know that they are sending a very, very negative message to their children, and then this psychologically will also be negative for them and disturb their future self-confidence and so forth. Secondly, if you are 15, 20 years old and you see your parents are fighting every day, every second day, is a dysfunctional family. So you, the son, the daughter, go to your mother, kiss her hand and say, Ummi, we need to speak, you know, we look up to you as our mother, as our parent, but see how you're fighting. Go and speak to your father, kiss his hand and alone and in private and so forth. So tackle both of them individually with love and respect and tell them that this is not on. You are causing harm to yourself, you are causing harm to us, you are the family environment has become toxic and so forth. And if you see, Allah forbid, that your father is going to assault your mother or is assaulting your mother, you, the son especially, you must come in between and make sure that you defend your mother and so forth. You cannot allow and just be a spectator and so forth. Remember, every one of us knows the amount of violence, never mind in non-Muslim societies, but all this has come into Muslim society. Anything you want to discuss, we have to go to the root cause, rewind in life. How much violence you are seeing on TV? How much violence are you seeing on your phone? And what people see, they want to experiment and try. That is natural phenomenon. So remember, the more we stay away from all these haram activities, you will see you will lead a peaceful life. And how will we lead a peaceful life? Number one, our 5 daily salat on time. Daily Quran Sharif tilawat and recitation. Daily abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon the Master alayhi salam. Daily istighfar. For all this, don't worry about quantity, okay, how many times and so forth. Allah ke yaha ginti nahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Allah weighs the actions, Allah does not count the actions. So therefore we should all ensure. Now these are the duas, you, my sons, my daughters, children, grandchildren, you should be reading. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. Surah 25, verse 74. Read that abundantly. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses, our children, and environment, it means where the coolness of the eyes. So everybody will benefit. You, the parents, when you see your children are fighting and they're not getting on, as you see nowadays, people are married for 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, and already they're talking of divorce and talaq, Allah forbid. So you must be reading wa aslih li fi dhurriyati, Surah chapter 46, verse 15. Surah chapter 46, verse 15. O Allah, Jalla wala, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my progeny and children. And we all need every moment, every second of our life, we need the special mercy of all Almighty Allah. O parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren, the entire Ummah, remember the international followers of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, Jalla wala, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, O Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So in that way, they all met Allah, Jalla wala, will envelope us in his mercy. And inshallah, we will fight for that, from fighting and so forth. There will be a smooth transition to peace, tranquility and serenity.
Mufti Sahib, this person wants to pass away in Madinatul Munawwara and wants to know, what can they do to achieve this goal?
First and foremost, we must know what is the virtue of passing away in Madina Munawwara. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen, the Messenger Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Man istata'a minkum ayyamuta bil Madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever from you can pass away in Madina Munawwara, you should do so, and indeed I will intercede seat for you. Obviously, the prerequisite and condition is to pass away with Iman. Otherwise, non-Muslims also passed away. We know that the Quran Sharif speaks about the hypocrites and munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and his party and his group. So many of them died in Medina, but Quran Sharif states, Surah 4, Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 145, Innal munafiqeen fi ad-darkil asfali minan nar. That those hypocrites who only paid lip service to Islam, their hearts were devoid of Iman, faith and conviction. They in the lowest layer of Jahannam. Allah forbid, the hellfire. So therefore, always beg Almighty Allah two things. Number one, Surah 12, verse 101. Surah chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. We see in Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muhammad bin Ismail rahimahullah, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith, brought the whole chapter on Madina Munawwara, and there the last statement you will find is that of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. What a powerful, potent dua he made. This is Amirul Mu'mineen, the genius of this ummah. Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Oh beloved Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, let me pass away in the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madina Munawwara. In the 13 years, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's demise takes place. And thereafter, Sayyidina Umar becomes the Khalifa. He performed the Salatul Janaza of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda. Now it is the ending of the 23rd year. Fayruz, Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is performing imamat and leading the ummah in prayer. It's Fajr time, it's dark. He comes with the dagger and he stabs Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. After a few days, the ending of Zul Hijjah, the 23rd year, we find Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who passes away in Madina Munawwara. He passes away shaheed as a martyr, is buried in Madina. Nay, not only buried in Madina, but buried next to Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. See how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accepted the dua. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. I'll tell you one ajeeb wa ghareeb incident which I witnessed myself. So anyway, this is the dua we must have. He was a waliullah. We met him several times, South Africa, Pakistan, Makkah, Medina, various places. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, nawwarallahu marqadahu. Anyway, because of he stayed in Medina for more than 40 years, and Then he was busy with the work of da'wat and tabligh and all that. Then there was some problem with the authorities, and they told him he must give up this work and then he can stay. He said, no. I was in Masjid Nabawi, remember, when he came with Allah's help and mercy, and Haji Farooq Sahib was there also. And I told him, Hazrat, that this is Hazrat Mohsin Khan Sahib, it's his last salami, and now he has to leave Medina Munawwara. So lo and behold, that time was Ziaul Haq's time in Pakistan. So they went back to Pakistan. They arranged all the documents for him and so forth. Now the time for death is coming near. So mashallah, he had some contact with some brothers there in Qatar, Doha. So they arranged a Umrah visa for him and everything. And then from there, he came to Medina Munawwara. And lo and behold, he passes away in Medina Munawwara and is buried there in Baqi. So imagine, the authorities told him, you have to leave. But Allah Jalla Wala wants him to be buried there in the soil of Medina Munawwara of Baqi. And Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede for the people who passed away with Iman. First, those who are buried in Medina Munawwara, then Makkah Mukarrama, and then the other parts of the world. So therefore, we belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. And if you walk to offer salat and salam to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say as-salat wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, and if you can read Arabic, you will see one frame there. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for the people of my ummah who perpetrated, remember, major crimes. So read now with me, O ummah and muslimah, O listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Marqaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We must and should read this dua daily. When I say must, I don't mean compulsory, but it is in our interest that we read it daily. Allahumma arzuqna. Allahumma arzuqna. Oh, beloved Allah, you grant us. Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa. The intercession of the Master, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arzuqna shafa'at al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, Allah's decree is there. We pass away in Medina Munawwara. Every true Muslim, the manna and wish is that Allah makes the means. I just told you of Hazrat Mohana Sayyid Khan Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. And remember, you see people, once in their life they went, one way ticket, and they passed away in Medina Munawwara, passed away in Makkah Mukarrama. So many times we saw this type of incident. And then remember that others, wherever we buried, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede for us. So that is what you need to do, my brother, sister. Allah give us tawfiq.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to make dua shifa for non-Muslims for their recovery?
Yes, 100%. You must remember, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only made dua for them, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even made iyadatul marda, iyadatul marid. Once there was a Jewish youngster, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit him. He was ill, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi, revelation, that the time is very near. Just now this youngster will pass away. So Habibuna rahmatulil alameen, the messenger of Islam, peace be upon him, told the Jewish youngster, read and recite the kalima, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abdu wa rasuluh, that I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. That Jewish youngster looked at his father. The father said, Ati Abul Qasim, that you listen to Abul Qasim, meaning that the kunya and the abdomen of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The youngster recites the kalima, and after a few moments he passes away. So what does that teach? teach us. So you go and make dua, and mashallah, sometime we are in the clinic, hospital, we go visit a family member, close relative or friend, and in there you see some non-Muslims, and it happens to me so many times. So I tell them, brother, don't worry, that we are praying for you also. Oh, you must remember, if there are some people in other people as well, so you tell them that I'm praying for all of you. You can see their faces glowing up, you know, that we didn't come and pray only for our near and dear one. We're praying for all of them. So we must use that as one of the usloob and methodology of da'wah and invitation towards Islam. That's the time the people's hearts are soft and they know the pain, the anxiety, difficulty they're going through. So that is the time we should be the ones to be there to give them some type of moral support. So 100% we encourage that, remember.
Mufti Sahib, if one has lost something or misplaced something, is there a dua to read?
Read the Asma'ul Husna, chapter 7, verse 180. Did you read Asma'ul Husna today, O Ummah, Sunday? Killing time, wasting time. Use your leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna fadu'uhu biha. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by His wonderful and beautiful names. And Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif. Man ahsaha dakhal al-jannah. Man hafidaha dakhal al-jannah. You memorize the 99 beautiful names of Allah, you enter paradise. You look inside the book, the kitab, and from there you read it, you enter paradise. How long will it take? Not even 5 minutes. So daily make it part of our routine and our system, before Fajr, after Fajr, or at night, after Maghrib, after Isha. Make sure every day, even you sisters, even though you are in your napaki, your haiz, your menses, so make sure you read the beautiful, wonderful names of Almighty Allah, the 99 names. So you will find one name, Al-Jami'u. So read, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ijma Baini wa Baina Dalati. Ya Allah, let me and the item that I lost, let us be gathered. Gather it for me, bring it back to me. So read, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. Inshallah, the money, the valuable you lost, Allah Jalla Allah Allah will bring it back to you. Sometime we look for a kitab, you know. So we got so many kitabs with Allah's help and mercy, books, and people might not understand, you know, non-Muslim kitab and so forth. So anyway, then we start reading, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. So I'll find it, or my wife will find it, or somehow it comes back, you understood. So read with conviction. Second one, remember that read Surah Wadduha and Alam Nashrah. So inshallah, Almighty Allah will bring that person back, or bring that item back to you, inshallah, and give out some charity also. 1 rand, 2 rand every day, make it part of our routine and system, that for whatever difficulty there is, Almighty Allah removes it. Whatever hajat and needs we have, so you must remember that Allah Ta'ala fulfill it. Now, it doesn't mean if you're giving 10, 50 rand a day, so now you say, oh, I said you must give 1, 2 rand, you start giving 1. No, if you're giving more, you carry on with that. For people who are starting, we are speaking about, so you give 1, 2 rand, mashallah, daily, so that will be the entry, you understood? Not the people who are giving more, start going for discount now. So no, you give that good amount, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala will reward you.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, this person has been in depression for over a year. What's Mufti Sahib's advice for her to come out of this depression?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ, that this Quran Sharif, we revealed it piecemeal gradually. And remember, the entire Quran Sharif is a source and a means of shifa and cure. So when a person reads Quran Sharif, you will find Almighty Allah will grant you external cure and internal cure as well. Chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verse number 82. Chapter 17 and verse 82. Forgive, sorry for that. Anyway, let's carry on. Now, let us see 2-3 verses of the Noble Quran. How will a person lead a peaceful, a life full, you must remember, of serenity, tranquility? Allah, if you know Arabic and the rudiments and basics of Arabic, Allah, harfut tambih. You know, I'm a teacher. So now I'm telling my students, I want your undivided attention. So they all look. They know something important is coming. So Almighty Allah is telling us, Allah, behold, pay attention. Bizikrillah, in the remembrance of Almighty Allah, tatma'innul qulub, the hearts will find peace, tranquility, serenity. When you ask people who have gone into depression and worry, sorry, all that 6 months, 1 year and more, I don't say all the time, but 80-90% of the time, very little Quran Sharif they read, very little zikr they read. Oh, you must remember that hate or that grudge which they have against somebody, some people or what have you. So all that has destroyed their life. And all this is in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. O Muslim, O human being, when you turn away from my reminder, from my Quran Sharif, which is Kalamullah, the direct speech of Almighty Allah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. I will make your miserable, your life, your worldly life, miserable for you. So see how miserable these people are. And this is in chapter 20, Surah Taha, and verse number 124. So imagine, so read more Quran Sharif. Bring zikrullah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Durood Sharif, salawat, istighfar, tilawat of Quran. Then you will see halawatul iman. The sweetness of iman will come. The depression, the worry, sorry will disappear. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam, Jonah the Baptist, what you call, for the non-Muslims, he was in the belly of the fish, and there he read Surah 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Truly it is none worthy of worship. Everlasting glory, perfection is only solely for Almighty Allah. I am from the wrongdoer. For him, it was an error in judgment. They don't commit sin, the prophets and messengers. They are protected by divine protection. Me and you commit sins and vices. So Almighty Allah gives us the Bisharat, the Bushra, the great tidings, the good news. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. And we rescued him from the sadness, the worry and the sorry. But it's not for him only. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And similarly, we will rescue the believers as well. So abundant charity, cash or kind. Second one, abundant tilawat, recitation of Quran, abundant zikr, and take the names of Almighty Allah, and then you will see your worry will become insignificant, and the majesty, the glory, the sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah will enter the inner recesses of your heart, and then you will find everything will disappear with the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, are there any special virtues of fasting any specific day in the month of Rajab?
Alhamdulillah, today in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa, and 99% of the countries of the world, today is the 16th of Rajab. So we less than 1.5 months away from the Mubarak, blessed month of Ramadan. So we make dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh, beloved Allah, that grant us barakah, blessing for the month of Rajab and Shaban, and spare us for the honorable sacred month of Ramadan. The Hadith Sharif mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Second one, regarding fasting. Remember that majority ulama have stated that the same fast that are there for every month, Mondays and Thursdays, tomorrow you fast, it's sunnah, Thursday you fast, it's sunnah, 13, 14, 15, the 3 days that just passed now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so it was sunnah to fast. So those are the days that are sunnah. But if you want to fast other days, so we will say it is permissible. You know, there's a science which is you must remember neglected today. Wa ila Allah al mushtaka wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When I visit the Darul Uloom, young students, young ulama come to me for advice. I ask them, do you study Asma'ul Rijal or Nil? They just look down because I know 90% don't study. So you need to get the books of so forth, the life history, the biography of the Sahaba, male, female, adult and children. I give you 2-3 incidents. There's a Sahabi, Abu Talha radiallahu anhu. Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala and who is a very, very wealthy Sahabi. Ba'da wafatin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the wafat and the demise of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 40 years he kept fast every day, beside the 5 days that are prohibited. First of Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr, and the 10th of Zulhijjah, Eid al-Adha, then 11, 12, 13, the 3 days after Eid al-Adha. So these 5 days you can't fast. So beside those 5 days, every day he is to fast. So it shows it is permissible. So you fast, but we will not say it's a sunnah. And not 1-2 years, for 40 years. So when you study Asma'ul Rijal, you will find all these type of incidents. But alas, it is neglected today. Very few ulama today in the world even pay attention to this. Then if you study Lataiful Ma'arif by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah, you will find the awliyaullah, the Khasane Khuda, the special servants of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, like Sayyidina Hassan Basri Rahimahullah and them. When the month of Rajab would start, they would fast all 3 months. They would fast the month of Rajab, fast the month of Shaaban, and then fast the, obviously the month of Ramadan, which is compulsory. But we will not say it's sunnah. We will say it is permissible or mustahab, desirable. So remember, if you keep the fast, it's fine. But you must not make intention of sunnah. You will say it is permissible or mustahab and so forth. So always draw that distinction. But Monday, Thursday, sunnah, 13, 14, 15, which is already passed, of the Islamic lunar month, so that is sunnah.
Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Saab. Well, once again, we would like to inform you, the esteemed listeners, that Mufti Saab is going to be touring Durban and surrounding areas, but that's going to be from Wednesday, the 24th of March, right until Sunday, the 28th of March. We will announce the details as we do go along this afternoon's program and future programs as well. It's time for a break, and we continue thereafter.